said helpfully. "You wouldn't be happier with, say, Henry," said Tiffany helplessly. "Ach, nay, mistress," not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock wrinkled his face. "There's nae history to the name, ye ken, but there have been a number of brave warriors called no as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock. Why, it is nearly as famous a name as wee Jock itself. And, of course, should wee Jock hisself be taken to the last world, then I'll get the name of wee Jock, which is need to say that I mislike the name of no as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock, ye ken. There's been many a fine story of the exploits of Noah's big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock, the Pixie added, looking so earnest that Tiffany didn't have the heart to say that they must have been very long stories. Instead, she said, "Well, please, I want to talk to Hamish the Aviator." "Nay problem," said not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock. "He's up there right now." He vanished. A moment later, Tiffany heard, or rather felt with her ears, the bubbling sensation of a feagle whistle. Tiffany pulled Diseases of the Sheep, which was now looking very battered, out of her apron. There was a blank page at the back. She tore it out, feeling like a criminal for doing so, and took out her pencil. "Dear Mum and Dad, how are you? I am well. Wentworth is also well, but I have to go and fetch him from the where he is staying. Hope to be back soon. Tiffany. P.S. I hope the cheese is all right." She was just considering this when she heard a rush of wings overhead. There was a whirring noise, a moment of silence, and then a very small, weary and rather muffled voice says, "Ah, Crivens!" She looked out onto the turf. The body of Hamish was upside down a few feet away. His arms, with their twirlers, were still outstretched. No words could describe what a feagle in a kilt looks like upside down, so they won't try. It took some time to get him out. If he landed headfirst and spinning, Tiffany was told, he had to be unscrewed in the opposite direction so that his ears didn't come off. When he was upright and swaying unsteadily, Tiffany said, "Can you wrap this letter in a stone and drop it in front of the farmhouse where people will see it?"
"Aye, mistress."
"And does it hurt when you land headfirst like that?"
"Nay, mistress, but it's awfully embarrassing."
"Then there's a sort of toy we used to make that might help you," said Tiffany. "You make a kind of bag of air."
"Bag of air?" said the aviator, looking puzzled.
"Well, you know how things like shirts billow out in a washing line when it's windy? Well, you just make a cloth bag and tie some strings to it and a stone to the strings, and when you throw it up, the bag fills with air and the stone floats down." Hamish stared at her. "Do you understand me?" said Tiffany.
"Oh, aye. I was just waiting to see if you was going to tell me anything else," said Hamish politely.
"Do you think you could, borrow some fine cloth?"
"Nay, mistress, but I ken well where I can steal some," said Hamish.
Tiffany decided not to comment on this. She said, "Where was the Queen when the mist came down?" Hamish pointed,
"About half a mile yonder, mistress."
In the distance, Tiffany could see some more mounds and a few stones from the old days. Trilithons, they were called, which just meant three stones. The only stones found naturally on the downs were flints, which were never very big. But the stones of the Trilithons had been dragged from at least 10 miles away and were stacked like a child stacks toy bricks. Here and there the big stones had been stood in circles. Sometimes one stone had been placed all alone. It must have taken a lot of people a long time to do all that. Some people said there'd been human sacrifices up there. Some said they were part of some old religion. Some said they marked ancient graves. Some said they were a warning, avoid this place. Tiffany hadn't. She'd been there with her sisters a few times as a dare, just in case there were any skulls. But the mounds around the stones were thousands of years old. All that you found there now were rabbit holes.
"Anything else, mistress?" said Hamish politely. "Nay, then I'll just be going."
He raised his arms over his head and started to run across the turf. Tiffany jumped as the buzzard skimmed down a few yards away from her and snatched him back up into the sky. "How can a man 6 inches high train a bird like that?" she asked as the buzzard circled again for height.
"Ach, all it takes is a wee drop of kindness, mistress," said not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock.
"Really?"
"Aye, and a big dollop of cruelty,"
not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock went on.
"Hamish trains them by running around in a rabbit skin until a bird pounces on him."
"That sounds awful," said Tiffany.
"Ach, he's not too nasty about it. He just knocks them out wi' his head, and then he's got a special oil he makes which he blows up their beak,"
Not as big as medium-sized Jock, but bigger than wee Jock went on. "When they wakes up, they thinks he's their mammy, and'll do his bidding.